You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live.
Love on Time. Featuring in-depth discussion on dating and relationships.
Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
Love on Time.
Today is an amazing day. It is Take Your Boss to Work and Torture Her Day. So I am Spicy Maria, and I am your host for Black Hollywood Live, Love on Top. I am joined by the beautiful Drea Renee next
to me.
And we also have the funny, the hilarious Kevin in the building.
Always keeping it nice and fun.
But I have the pleasure of introducing to my show, finally, Natica de la Cruz.
Oh, thanks
in the crowd.
Yes.
That was wild.
Thank you so much.
I have to have one of the most amazing, talented, and just beautiful inside and out, okay? I'm so lucky to have her as my boss. And I'm hoping I'm getting brownie points for this right now.
Yes.
But Natica is a disc jockey, radio personality, a host, I mean, actress, producer. I mean, she does it all, writer. And she is currently on 102.3 KJLH, Monday through Fridays, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And you can tune in every single day to hear her give her naughty news and play just some awesome hits. And she works directly for Stevie Wonder. If you guys have ever heard of that guy, Stevie Wonder, you know.
Superstition.
Writing on the wall.
Sorry.
But today's episode, Natica is joining us because she's giving us the inside tips on keeping your marriage naughty. Ooh. And so usually, you know, we always talk about love, relationship, sex. And I always tell you guys that there's nothing better than being on top than in your career and in the bedroom.
That's true.
And so Nadi has figured out the keys to keeping a relationship hot and sizzling. So we had to bring her in here, okay?
And I thank you for that.
Yes. You've been married for 14 years and you have known your husband for 17.
Yes.
Wow.
So she's an expert.
In Hollywood, that's like an eternity, right? That's unheard of out here.
That's like 50 years.
That is true.
And she is married to a DJ herself, to PJ Butta from K-Day.
PJ Butta.
Yes. So it's like, it's the dynamic Hollywood duo. I mean, they've taken over in the music industry. Natica has also transitioned into TV and film, and so they're trying to break in on every single market and take over in Hollywood.
And I'm just curious with a couple where both of them pretty much talk for a living.
Yes.
When you guys go home, how do y'all figure out who gets the word out the first?
You know, it's funny because my husband doesn't talk much at home. And I always go, how is it that you're in radio? Because you barely talk at home, which I like. But even though, like, at work, I talk a lot. Spicy knows I talk to listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We talk a lot. I talk a lot to her because I'm teaching her. But sometimes when I get home, I look at my phone, and if it's ringing, I go, let me see who it is. I don't feel like talking right now because you talk all day.
Yeah.
But that's what I do for a living. And it's funny because my mom used to, when I was a kid, all my report cards, I had really good report cards, but you know how at the end they give you comments? They used to say excessive talking. And then it got to a point where my mom was like, darn it, Natica, you know, I just want a report card that has no comments. If you just, but I go, Mom, but I get good grades.
Right?
She goes, but you talk too much and you interrupt the class. And one day she said to me, she was really fed up, and she goes, I hope you get a job where you could talk a whole lot. And look what I do for a living.
Look at that.
All that talking paid off.
Yes. Right? She cracks the whip. I always tell people, she cracks the whip because she threatens every single mistake. She's like, I'm going to hit you with the rule. I mean, she never really hits me.
Right.
But I believe her, though. I think that one day she might.
Yes. I do break it out. I just put it there so, you know, she can look
just
at
in
it.
Case.
But everything that I am learning about hosting, I mean, I have some amazing producers here, but I definitely feel honored to be an apprentice Natica de la Cruz. So we start off the show getting right into it, and we always do Hollywood Hotties Doing the Naughty.
Ooh.
And what a coincidence that that's the title of our news and gossip.
Right?
Hollywood Hotties Doing the Naughty. So
Miss
who
Naughty
better,
here.
Yes, to talk about it than Miss Naughty herself.
Okay.
But today's news and gossip deals with Kevin Hart's wife.
Mm.
And I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing it right. Tori.
Mm-hmm.
And Tori.
It's Tore.
Tore. Is it really Tore? I was going to say.
It's Tore.
Tore. Leave it to Kevin. But Tore and Kevin Hart have gone through a divorce. They have two kids. And aww. She has been saying that she is moving on. She is back out there dating. And from what I hear, she's doing very well off as his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
But she is back in these streets.
Child support.
You know? Right?
But she's saying that like dating isn't her main priority right now, but she is doing it. And it's just hard for her to date because everybody feels that she's dating like they got to be funny. They have some big shoes to fill.
Yes.
And, you know, she's taking her time and she's not rushing into anything. But what I think is unfortunate is that once again, this Hollywood couple bites the dust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And why is it that Hollywood couples can't stay together? I mean, what is it that they're doing wrong?
Well, first we got to get to the bottom of the problem. Why did they break up in the first place? Did they grow apart? Was he too busy? Was he not a good husband?
Was he cheating?
Was he cheating?
Joking the whole time?
Was he joking the whole time?
Seriously, you know, a lot of times you'll hear people who do date comedians, like I remember Jim Carrey's ex said mm-hmm. the same thing. The man can never be serious. You know, mm-hmm. he's always making a joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I've heard the opposite. I heard that he was actually too serious sometimes.
Yeah. That may have been post... the drugs and whatnot, but this is,
post depression too.
Yeah, post depression.
Yes,
this was like 50. This was like Ace Ventura days.
Okay,
like
that
Jim Carrey. Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, he's probably calmed down now.
Yeah.
But,
well, I could say something because I've worked with a comedian, Steve Harvey.
Oh.
That when comedians are on, they're on. But when they're off, they are completely off.
Yes.
Don't mess with them. They are not funny.
So they can shut it off.
Yes. Like the light switch on, off, on, off. That's
exactly.
It. Period.
Because I actually know Kevin, and he's pretty similar. And when he's on, he's making everybody laugh. And when he's in his zone, it's like don't bother him at all.
Mm. So it's so. True. Then you get serious when the cameras aren't on or when you're not performing. Well,
yeah.
He made several mini jokes, and they say that Let Me Explain is mostly making fun of their marriage, and there's a lot of material that and he's admitted openly to having cheated and had affairs on her.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a chance to watch Let Me Explain, please watch it. It is hilarious.
Okay.
But it's the follow up to Laugh at My Pain.
Okay.
And so, but this one is just as funny, even funnier than the first.
I think it's good that he was honest because Kevin, yeah, he's pretty much out there. And I think he explains exactly why their marriage fell apart.
Oh, there you go. There's the answer.
But I mean, I also think that's what makes him excel as well, because
exactly.
he's an open book with his fans. You know,
correct.
All his comedy, he's completely transparent, as I knocked the mic here,
yeah.
transparent with everything. So, you know, I think that's good. But I didn't know he was cheating on her. I didn't know he had infidelity issues. But I guess that answers
mm-hmm.
why.
Well,
but then again, what big-time entertainer? Well, I don't want to say that.
Don't say
I don't want to generalize
that.
Because we do have success stories.
Oh,
you know.
You.
So.
But, you know, I was going to say, a lot of comedians and I've worked with so many. That's part of their stand-up, making fun of their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
it's also therapy for them. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
But we all have them, so it makes it more relatable to your audience because we understand
yes.
that reality is the funniest thing ever.
That is true.
Right.
Yeah.
And
is
so
true.
I want us to, if we can, play Nautica's reel so that we can see a little bit of her industry experience
oh.
so that we can get a better idea of how she was able to not just navigate through the industry but also keep love in the industry. I mean, that's the hardest thing ever.
Yeah. It is.
So, Stephen, if you can play, if you can roll her reel for us, we would greatly appreciate it.
Oh!
Yes, isn't that little cartoon of her?
Yeah.
It looks just like her.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
so cute.
I like the flower, too.
Thank you.
So,
this is your girl, Nautica de la Cruz. Make sure you check me out on a daily from Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I got your naughty news at 11:20. I got great music. Plus, I take all your radio-free requests, and you never know who's going to be stopping by the radio. So, check me out Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You could also check me out at kjlhradio.com. 102.3 radio free, KJLH.
Flawless.
She's a
great
good voice.
Right?
I love her voice.
Thank you.
With your fans. And so my business associates, Tom
and her
and
white.
Trev and I are headed over to
Lisa Ray and her white.
She's rocking that white, though.
Mm-hmm. Word out to my fans that I'm back.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the studio all the way to the radio to in your homes, Miss Lisa Ray. Hey, girl. How you doing, Mamacita?
I'm good. How are you?
You look beautiful, as always.
Thank you.
And I know why, because you're single.
Whoa.
Hey. Yes,
See, she will bust you
so
out.
How does it feel? Free. Having a, you know, a lot of experience now behind me, a lot of things that I had to gather and get together about me. And,
right.
You know, what I want in the next person that I'm looking for in my life. And,
right.
And kind of adapting to the change and the growth.
Now, you have your personal manager, assistant, everything. I do everything. Right.
We're working on some
you.
Projects together, yeah. So we managing some things.
Okay, right. And about Tuesdays. Tuesday's a very important day.
Yeah, Tuesday is a very, very important
day. Why is Tuesdays
Because it's actually Lisa
Go ahead, talk to
back to business party.
I got you. It's like back to business because, you know, I have to be back to business. I'm back in Hollywood. I have a new outlook on life, a whole new leash on life.
Multitasking.
That's what she was talking about. That's what she's trying to teach me.
Everybody that's promoting their change.
That board is no joke.
Oh, my God. We all
I know. It just looks scary.
Going on right now and in our pockets. Change.
Well, Lisa Ray, thank you so very much for being here.
We're going to do it a blast.
Yay!
I like how she has them wearing white, too. Like everyone in my entourage got to wear white.
Holly and Sandra, a bit more about this facility and how the program works. So, Sandra, when they turn 18, basically they're entering into adulthood. They come here. What kind of programs or services do you guys provide?
We provide job counseling. We have a very extensive career development program. We also provide mental health counseling right here on site.
Today we are at just one of many graduations hosted by the Pacific Gateway Workforce Investment Network that are taking place all over the region, thanks to federal funds that are helping hundreds of people receive training they need to work in industries like healthcare and construction.
You see her East Coast puff coat? I love it. She's so
New
York.
Without it.
She's so New York. Only a New Yorker.
Right.
And regional employers. These training programs are matching skills.
And I worked for LBTV for 3 years.
And what we just
heard, we did a lot for the community.
So I see Goodwill and Transitional. That's awesome, though. You know, give it back.
Actually fabulous. It's a lot to learn about the city of Long Beach. It gives a lot of great information about redevelopment of Long Beach, also housing and job opportunities, which right now, you know, we under the circumstances, a lot of people are losing their jobs. And there are great programs where you could train and get free services and learn a lot.
Nautica, you look awfully familiar. Where may I have seen you?
I wonder.
On TV, but you most likely have heard me on radio. I've been doing radio for 14 years.
That's a lot of cleavage there.
I like it. You know I like it.
I just noticed that.
102.3 KJLH. It's owned by R&B legend Stevie Wonder, and it's a great community radio station.
Excellent. So tonight here in the Expo Building is a sneak preview of Inside Long Beach. Is that right?
Yes, a sneak preview of Season 2. I'm very excited. I'm glad to be on board. And I'm glad that I have been welcomed throughout the city of Long Beach and my coworkers and just everyone showing love. I really do appreciate it.
Just witness Nautica de la Cruz, DJ for influential LA station 100.3.
Yes.
During a recent on-air interview.
The beat.
My definition of a Neptune sound. It's very futuristic.
Thank you.
It's very out there. It's
that's, just little, yeah. That's just little Pharrell. Yeah. He's interviewing. Big deal.
And despite being holed up producing in the studio.
Notice how he checks me out when I walk
by. Oh,
I think he was looking at your booty.
I think he was. A little booty, yeah.
No, not a good guy's younger. So I want to begin by saying, too, that Nautica, you are triracial.
Yes.
You are Puerto Rican, Jamaican, and Colombian.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's...
That makes for a good kitchen.
Yeah,
right?
She's multi-ethnic, okay? So one thing that she's always taught me is that you have to be diverse. You have to be able to transition into any market, no matter what it is, no matter what station the music is playing. You have to be educated on everything. And, you know, her having that flavorful background definitely helps. And having that hot blood, I think, helps as far as, you know, keeping her personal life in line as well with
Boricua.
Her husband. Yeah.
Morena. Boricua. Morena.
That's the only word I know, too.
That's good.
Right? And cut. All right.
But tell everybody, Nautica, how you do it. What is a normal day for you like and your schedule as far as just keeping it together, work and family?
Mm. Well, normally I wake up at 7, but as soon as I wake up, I'm on a roll. Like, I make breakfast for my daughter. I make her lunch. I got to get her clothes out. Then I got to get myself ready. I got to iron my clothes. Then I walk her to school around 8:15. I come back. I walk back. I have breakfast. I tidy up the house. And then by 8:50, I'm on my way to KJLH. And by 10, 10 o'clock, I'm on the radio, and Spicy's there. She gets my naughty news. We talk about what we're going to do, you know, social media. She's on my Hootsuite. And we do a three-hour show. And then after that, I'm normally off by 1 o'clock. Okay. But there's always requirements of you doing production. You have to record about two, three commercials. And after that, I go into what pitch meetings I go. I write shows. I also co-produce. So I see what I have to do after work. And then normally I'll set my meetings up between 2 and 4 o'clock, but I'm always home by 5, 5:30 to have dinner with my family. Aww. Because that's important to me.
That is important.
And then, you know, PJ starts to cook, but I'll help him prepare. In the meantime, Brooklyn's doing her homework. And
I like how you named her after New York.
Well, that's where I'm originally from. I'm originally from Brooklyn. So okay. My husband wanted to name her after Brooklyn, and I'm okay
don't
with that.
Don't get her
that's
mad, whatever name. You do. Don't get naughty mad, because if you get Nautica mad, all that East Coast comes out, and the head starts turning, and the fingers start flying.
And my jugular vein pops out.
And then their accent gets real thick.
Like my husband says that, and you say that, and my coworkers always say, when you're pissed off, they just blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, it's off to do homework, and then I wash dishes, and then at 7 o'clock, Brooklyn takes a shower, I get her pajamas ready, and we have free time until 8:30. And so after 8:30, I always bless her, you know, always say sleep with the angels, and I give her the sign of the cross. After that's when I go, okay, what script am I have to finish? Or like, yesterday I got 6 scripts to read. I barely got one I barely finished one last night. And I'm going, how am I going to fit all of this
in?
Well, clearly you win the Mother of the Year award. That's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Is your break time?
Right?
Shower time?
But you know, the thing about this business and media, and you guys are hosts of this show, is that you're never off. You're always on. Yeah. You're constantly working. You know, even when you're about to go to bed, let me see what happened. Oh, let me go to TMZ. Let me go to this website. Yep. Or let me go to that website. Mm. We are constantly working.
Or even show prep. Because this week you had to interview Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
And then Marsha Ambrosius. And so just the research for them the night before so that she's prepared for those interviews when they come in. Because these are live interviews. And if she drops the ball on air, it's not like television where we can record and delete later on. It's live. The world hears any fumble that goes on.
Well, and since Spicy has been there, she has seen from the day she started, you know, it's I'm kind of, not to toot my own horn, but I'm kind of the go-to girl for interviews because they're live, they're short, and they're sweet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going to drag you for a whole hour, a good 30 minutes. I want to know who this artist is. Who is this person? Like we said, we had Jennifer Hudson this week, and she's in the new movie that comes out next week, Black Nativity. She just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame the day before yesterday.
Really?
Get it, Jennifer. Get it, girl.
Yes. She's on the soundtrack of the Best Holiday, Best Man
Holiday.
So is Marsha.
And on top of that, she's opening for the Soul Train Awards, which is on December 1st. So, you know, you when you have someone in the studio, it's really about them. It's their platform to promote what you want to promote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things I was going to say is earlier we talked about how Hollywood relationships don't last, or Hollywood, you know, couples. It's you know, it's difficult. But from listening to you. Mm-hmm. I think a testament to why you guys make it last is because you make the family priority. Yeah. And from the moment you wake up, you know, to the first few hours you spend at nighttime, everything is family oriented. You're home by 5 to have, you know, and I think that right there is what makes the whole difference when you look at other, I guess, entertainment Hollywood couples, you know, just from looking in. I think that's a beautiful thing. So.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, and I know this is one of the questions that was coming up. I don't have a lot of date nights. Tonight is the first date night I'm going to have in about 2 months. The reason why is because I'm out here by myself. I'm a New Yorker. My mother lives in the Bay Area. The rest of my family lives in New York and mostly in Florida too. Very little in Puerto Rico. But how it works for me is my husband and I both do the same thing. We're both in this business. But if it's not her godmother, my best friend, or the nanny that watches my daughter, we don't go. We will turn down a dollar, a few hundred dollars on a gig if someone can't watch her, because I don't trust too many people. Mm-hmm. He doesn't trust too many people. And if I'm going to a gig, whether I'm going to make $1,000 tonight or $5,000 tonight, I want to be at peace.
Absolutely. Right.
You know, yeah. And to me, I'm not a slave to the money, but I want to feel comfortable when I'm working. I go, my daughter's in good hands, you know, and PJ and I, we pretty much very much coordinate. Okay. You got a gig on Friday. You watch Brooklyn on Friday. I got a gig on Saturday. Now, so you stay home.
Awesome. What's PJ's schedule? You don't have to give us his schedule, but what's his show time? What time does he come on K-Day?
He's on mornings at 93.5 K-Day from 6 to 10, but he wakes up at 4 he show preps and he preps at home. Yes,
that's
it's hard.
Early.
Man. 4 a.m.
4 o'clock in the morning. I hear him having breakfast around 4:30, and at 5 he's out the door. He gets there at 5:30 and, you know, he kind of chillaxes for a little bit, and at 10 o'clock he's done, but he's exhausted.
So does he go to bed at 6 p.m.
and then early?
No, he goes to bed every night on a bad night. If he's super tired, 8:45. On a good night, 9:30. But mostly in bed by 9.
The world wants to know, mm-hmm. when do you find time to have sex?
Okay, I'll tell you one thing.
Nice segue.
Friday is definitely not a day, because he is tired by Friday. You know what I've discovered? I've discovered early Sunday morning. Sometimes little late. I want to call them late nooners.
Late nooners.
But most of the time we wait till Brooklyn's asleep. And this is, if you guys are parents or going to be parents in the future, this
one
is,
day will be.
One day, okay, eventually.
This is good to know.
Okay. Well, my biggest fear is that my child was going to catch me. And I had a scare, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. My husband and I were doing our business, and we have a monitor. We still have a monitor in her room, because it's
now,
a monitor nightlight. She's 9.
Okay.
But it's a monitor nightlight, so it serves two purposes. But how our house is that our rooms are back-to-back.
No.
But you have to go in a circle to go all the way around to her room and vice versa. So we, you know, did our duty, did the hanky-panky, and I am putting on my clothes when all of a sudden I hear click, 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 the door.
Oh.
I said, PJ, put on your clothes! And so I get up and I ran to the couch and I just sat there like I was reading a magazine. Dre and Kevin and Spicy, my heart was going like this. Like,
oh,
if I would have stayed in bed just one more second,
just
one more second. I wouldn't have time.
I would say good for you for watching out for that, because I have been scarred since I was 7.
Poor
I
baby.
Love my mother. I love my mom. I got her in a position that I did not need to be.
Oh, God.
As soon as you said that, I was like, oh.
Well, that is a traumatic experience.
Have mom, you had the birds and the bee talk with her yet? Have you explained what sex is to her yet, where babies come from?
Yes, I have, but not exactly what sex is.
Okay.
How babies are made. Yes, I always say, you know, I say, because she's 9, you have to explain things very simple with kids. And another thing I've learned that with kids, you can't lie to them.
And earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because they will call you out on your lie.
Yes, they will.
Yep.
With Instagram
but
and
yes,
all that.
I
remember.
I've told her about the birds and the bees, but not exactly how you have a baby.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
does she know that mommy and daddy had intimacy in order to make her?
No.
So she does. Okay, cool.
No.
Cool.
She's not
She thinks it's just love that impregnates women.
But she doesn't think it's like a stork that comes.
I'm gonna say that's
no.
good.
No.
That's okay.
True.
As long as she doesn't think it's a bird flies in. And does she believe in Santa Claus too?
She still
Bunny?
Does. Go. She still believes in Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny.
Let her as long as possible.
Yes. Yeah.
So adorable.
Well, yeah, adorable until wait till she starts to get old enough to have sex. Nautics is going to be on her.
Keep her off Instagram.
No, I think Butto will be on her.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
But, Nadi, your schedule is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's obvious that PJ's schedule is crazy. Are you finding that in order to keep the relationship romantic, because it's really hard as mm-hmm. far as, you know, love is concerned to fit in, are you scheduling it in? Are you penciling it in? And if so, is it like 5 minutes, because you guys are always on the run. You're never in front of each other longer than an hour.
We have our sessions. We have, I call it the 5 minutes. All right, 5 minutes, no tricks.
Five minutes, no tricks.
On weekends is more like, you know, you have
the
those.
Tricks.
No, weekends is the tricks. We're really making love. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
right.
just, but most of the time, you know, I've gotten, when you've been with someone for so long, you know, the first, I would say the first 5 years of marriage, you are love making. And then you get to the point where you become parents and you're like, let me squeeze in 10 minutes with my man or woman and fill up my tank before you leave to the, on the plane and let's call it a day. Sometimes I don't need all that. But, you know, but I have to say that from time to time, it is nice to really indulge in your wife or in your husband as well. And we do make time.
Well, he's DJing. He's seeing women probably all the time when he's doing venues. I mean, he's DJed everywhere all over LA. So, mm-hmm. so beautiful women is not something that's rare to PJ. And he's a cutie, y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Money is a cutie.
Thank you.
And so, what do you do in order to still keep him aroused or still keep him interested in you? I mean, you're beautiful, but, you know, are you getting a little negligee or what are you doing to keep it spicy in the relationship?
You know, I've never seen my, and I know because we have this conversation at work because sometimes she'll take pictures of me. She'll be like, okay, stick out the booty and da da da. And I'm like, I'm not that broken out. Yeah. I'm not that girl. My confidence is my demeanor. But what I do like, what I know that when you're in a relationship, like for example, Kevin, like let's say, just pretend you're my husband.
I love role playing.
Well, you know, let's say I'll be like, Puppy, is that a new shirt? And you know, I'll go, Puppy, I really like that. That shirt really looks good on you. I always try to find something that I like about him.
Mm.
Or if he shaved his beard, or if, you know, he lined himself up, because you know guys like to line
get
themselves
the edge
up.
And what,
or
that I didn't get.
Whatever. Yeah, sorry. Or I can always tell if he's done his Just for Men. Sorry, Anna, I told you a secret. but it's just little things like that, you know. Or I'll be like, Papi, you know, you want me to dye your hair? Not that he ever dyes it. He's dyed it like maybe twice in our lifetime for an audition or something. But it's just the little things. I always go, oh, you got a manicure, a pedicure. Are those some new jeans? I like those.
So you're stroking his ego.
I'm stroking his ego. But I do it with love, and then I have this thing where I like to dry hump him with one leg. I can't show you, but
I mean, you can. You just have to cut the cameras off.
But you know, I love that. I love my husband. You know, it's funny because when I first met him, I thought he was okay. But his inside.
I thought he was okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I wasn't in love with him from the back.
He was average.
He was okay. But I learned to know who he was, and I was like, this guy's great. Like, I'm not miss out on an opportunity here.
Yeah.
After dating 3-4 ballers, I'd be like, whatever. You know? And he always teased me because I dated black men most of my life, and he always goes,
you know what's up.
Natty likes the brothers.
Yes, I like the brothers.
She knows what's in.
He said you probably would have been married to a basketball player. And I go, yeah, maybe. But if I would have been desperate and wanted some money. But I said, my first marriage is purely love. And my second one, I'm gold digging. Yeah. Whatever.
She keeps it real, y'all.
By the end of my first marriage, I'm going to be older and be like, honey, I need to be taken care of.
Okay. So it sounds like you're doing everything to hold his attention. You're making sure that you're stroking his ego. But you're also showing interest in him so that way he doesn't have to have a wandering eye and find that attention elsewhere. So with your busy schedule, you're squeezing in sex, you're making sure that you know, are constantly there for your family. And why is it then that you were able to make it work and other Hollywood couples don't? They start cheating.
Okay, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Break it down. So in my relationship, I think about every 3 years, I feel like he's married to a new woman. I'm one of those that I'm not scared to try. I watch porn. I didn't know porn was free until a few years ago. I'm like, I don't need to pay $20 for a DVD.
Right?
But I still got them in the closet. Don't worry. But you know, and then, you know, I'll watch porn and I'll go, I've never done that before. What if I try it? You know, what's the worst? If you try it, you don't like it. You don't do it again.
You may be limping the next morning.
You know, back. Yeah. And then another thing I noticed when you've been married for a long time and you know you're getting up in your older years, you got to stretch before you.
No!
Yes, you'd be like, hold on,
she
honey.
Shows me some of her stretches.
Yeah, you know
what are these like yoga stretches
yes,
that you have?
You know, in your 20s, you like whatever, but in your 30s, you're going, oh, okay, I'll pull
She says she's scared of cramps.
Yes. Charlie horses. But I feel like he's married to a new woman every so often, because I like to reinvent myself and in the bedroom. And there's so many different ways to show someone that and tell them how much you love them.
I think that's really important, because what you said, like how you stroke his ego and make him feel good. I think that's why a lot of relationships fall apart, because the man and the woman, they start doing their own thing. They're not like paying attention to each other. Then some woman at the office compliments his jacket and he's like, yo, what's up? And then the wife is doing her thing.
Right.
And people aren't paying attention to each other.
Yes, I agree.
Steven, can we pull up a few of Nautica's photos and just let a few of her photos roll while we're talking right now.
Okay.
And this is PJ.
That's my husband.
This is such a, like I said, he's a cutie pie. Okay, Stevie Wonder.
That's my boss.
And yeah, Stevie Wonder is owner of 102.3. And, you know, Nautica has a lot of interviews that she's done. I mean, she's worked with Steve Harvey. She already mentioned that. But she's interviewed, you know, some of the biggest, hugest artists, you know, 50 Get Cent. We saw, you know, that she had interviewed Pharrell in there. President Obama, Obama, okay?
God. Yes.
And as you can see, she's not she's around industry people
Kenny
all the time.
Lattimore.
Yeah, Kenny Lattimore. This guy called John Legend. Now, she's not the only one that has to keep her partner interested. Mm-hmm. PJ has to keep you interested too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What is he doing so that you don't run off and cheat with one of these, you know, Hollywood celebrities?
You know?
Well, I can tell you, PJ is very aware. He has seen people hit on me. Mm-hmm. He knows that people, you know, it gets around. I know that he knows that men are interested, but to me, those are just celebrities. I see it like this. I have the love of my life at home. And I have this, let's just pick someone who's single right now, Kenny Lattimore. He's a hot guy. He's a great artist. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
and he can sing.
And he can sing. He can. You know, and what if I did slip and fell on top of Kenny Lattimore?
Okay.
But then so, what? But
love
then
on
what?
Top.
Right.
Right, love on top. But then what? It was just,
lust
you know.
Lust on top.
Lust on top, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not worth it for me. It's just not worth for me to go. And I don't need brownie points. Oh, I slept with so-and-so. I slept with so-and-so. I don't need that. Because at home, I got a really good thing. And going on to that, I don't want to lose his trust either. Mm. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I could be a big flirt. I could talk a lot of ish. And I could say I want to dry hump everybody. But I'm just talking ish. I'm not really going to want to do that. Well, maybe if The Rock was in the corner over here, that was something different. But I'm just saying.
I fight about The Rock.
I have a good
like
man.
Him,
and he does a lot for me. He's very attentive. When I'm sick, he takes care of me. He just threw me an amazing surprise birthday party. Flew in my cousin from New York. My two brothers came. Mm-hmm. One from Kentucky, one from Florida. He always goes above and beyond for me.
Yeah.
So
money
I like
can't
that.
Buy consideration.
No. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Very true. Exactly.
It cannot.
Now I'm curious, how did you two meet? Like, how did this whole love thing sprout? What is the story?
I'm going to let you know on a secret that this does work. I met him on a blind date.
Oh! Yay!
Yeah. So who hooked you guys up?
My best friend.
Now, last week's episode was about dating online.
Okay.
So tell us that it wasn't like, you know,
No,
fish episode. Okay.
No. It wasn't. Catfish. It wasn't catfish. I happened to fly in to see my best friend Dana, and she was working at the radio station 92.3 The Beat. She was interning there, and she kind of told him and a friend, "Hey, you know, I have a friend coming in, and you know, would you guys be interested in taking her out or showing her around LA?" And so he said, well, what does she look like? And she goes, well, I live down the street. I have, like, pictures on the wall. You know, would you like to check her out? So sure enough, they went to her house, and he was like, okay. He's like, look, she's, you know, she's from New York. She's Puerto Rican. She's very sassy. She's very, you know, she's really cutthroat all the time. And then he was like, come to find out, all his friends are Puerto Rican or Cubans, because he grew up in San Diego. And
shout out to San Diego.
You know,
858.
We be pulling them.
And so the next day he asked her. He called her. And asked if he could take me out on a date.
Oh, I love it.
I love him.
And didn't for the proposal, didn't he fly in for the day or something like that?
No, he flew in. He flew in. He flew in one day to tell me that he was in love with me.
Yes, to tell you that he was in love.
Yes. He had called me and said, I'm flying in. I need to talk to you.
No. So this was all long distance.
Yes. We had a long distance. Yeah, a year and a half, a long distance relationship.
How did you do that?
And that was before Skype and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
FaceTime.
Yeah. Yeah. If we had FaceTime and Skype, I would have been doing some things. But we didn't have that.
Cyberness or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Cyberless.
No. He worked in L.A. and I was going to San Jose State. And it was hard. I'm going to say it was hard. Yeah. But we made a commitment that we were going to see each other once a month. Whether you flew out or I flew out, we were going to see each other once a month. Now, sometimes the fifth week would come in. And, okay, with schedules were busy and we would get a little grouchy. And I'd go, okay, we're going to work it out. And so we always worked it out. And a year and a half later, he proposed. And I flew down. But I was going to say, the way he said he was in love with me was he had called me and said that he wanted to talk to me and he needed to talk to me in person.
Did you think it was serious?
I was serious. I'm like, oh, my God.
Is he dying?
He's married. He has a disease.
Terminal illness.
He got some girl pregnant. And I said, well, why can't you tell me off the phone? This is something I need to tell you in person, he said.
Oh, I love it.
And, of course, as women, we always think of the worst instead of the best.
Yes.
So
I gotta be optimistic more.
I'm never optimistic. I'm always pessimistic before optimistic. So I'm like, oh my God, he's married. He has a kid. He's a da da. I even thought he's gay. I don't even know. I'm like,
he's not from Atlanta.
Hey, don't be talking about Atlanta, man.
Hey, that's my place too.
I hear you. So I go to Southwest, go to the airport, and I pick him up, and I said, okay. I said, well, you know, give him a kiss. Hello. I was like, so what do you want to tell me? He goes, no, we need to go somewhere. And I was like, this mother. He wants to go somewhere where there's a lot of people where I'm not going to make a scandal. So anyway, so we go. We ended up going to this park. And I'm looking my surroundings going, okay, there's a little bit of people here. Not too much. And so he sits on the bench and, you know, he's kind of fidgeting. And I said, what do you have to tell me? I said, are you married? Do you have a girlfriend? Are you cheating on her? Da, da, da. He's like, no. Finally, he goes, I think I'm in love with you.
Oh.
And I went, you flew all the way to tell me that?
No.
He was on the next plane. He was He was only in town for 2 hours, and he was on the 7 o'clock flight. He came in at 4, and he was leaving at 7.
You're like, well, you could have emailed me for that.
You know?
But that just shows what great lengths he went to, you know, to prove himself to you.
Yes.
And so you can't leave him. I mean, come on. Yeah,
no.
There's Kenny Lattimore's of the world and, you know, but those kind of opportunities with these, you know, celebrities, they're temporary in comparison to the love and dedication that
That's
PJ's
true.
Had to give you.
Love
and
on
so
top, yes.
If there was a case of infidelity, okay, is that something that you think that should be forgiven in a marriage?
Yes, I do believe so. And it all depends on the circumstances. I could forgive you if it was drunk sex.
You gotta be drunk?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm giving you the circumstances.
Good to know, PJ.
Okay.
No.
So, for example, you got drunk, she looked kinda hot even though she was ugly and you fell on top of her. All right. I could forgive that after a few months. I could also forgive, I was out of town and she looked hot and da da da. What I can't forgive is a relationship. Cheating in a relationship. That means you've been married to me, but you've also been seeing her for eight months to a year. Mm. That I won't take.
And don't spend our money on her.
Okay. Right? Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You know, and it's funny. I always do this every time he goes out of town. I always go, do you have your raincoats? Don't be coming home with no ish, okay? He always goes, oh, shut up. Just shut up. But, you know, there's just some things that, including that, I won't forgive. I can't.
Yeah,
you know?
Emotional, yeah. Having an emotional relationship.
Because that's a relationship with your wife
right.
and a relationship with that other woman.
Right.
That's devoted time with them, and I won't take that.
So you can condone a fling or a one-night stand if it was with the influence of alcohol and drugs, but...
And
if
drugs.
It was, well, you know, popping Molly or
ecstasy, I don't know. But mind you, she's saying she thinks that she can forgive it.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
And so don't forget she's, you know, Latina. Like, she's got that hot blood in her. You never know. Yeah. She might stab. So PJ don't get any ideas.
She's like,
okay.
I'm her apprentice.
Right. I'm her apprentice. I might have that phone call where I got to cover up a body and I'm going to do it.
You know?
I'm going to cover up a murder. I'm just saying.
But... you know, there are, I know family members and I know friends that, yes, you know, it's happened. And you it's just tough. Go, hey, you know, I'm one of those. I'll be honest. Did you like it? Are you going to see her again? Is this was it the first last time? Yes. OK, well, there has to come to a point that after devoting so many years with this person, you just go, that was one big mistake, and mm-hmm, you know it's not going to happen again.
Well, tell us
that
a little bit.
Awesome.
Like, how do we're
awesome.
Single. We're all looking for relationships. Okay. We all want love on top.
Not lust on top.
Not lust, but love on top. How do, when you're embarking on a relationship with someone, how do you build trust? Is it giving them all your passwords and codes to everything?
No.
I mean, what do you do to build trust? How do you do this?
You have to build trust according to circumstances of letting them know who you are. And how you know you could trust this person is, I always say, lay out your dirty secrets when you're dating. And if they throw them back at you, that's not a person that you could trust.
Mm.
If they use it against you, that's not a person that you could trust. Mm. That's something that you, that's a relationship you need to walk away from. My life has not been a piece of cake. You know, I was a kidnapped child. I was an abused child. I had issues. I really did. And I laid that out on my husband and I was like, these are all my flaws. You're going to love me with all my flaws or not, and help me work through these flaws. And he has, and he's never brought it against me and never said, well, if you were like this or da 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 da. Never. That's what I would say. That's something that you need to look in for a relationship.
I agree, because you meet somebody and I feel like everyone puts on their interview face of think that person's
It's their representative.
Like. Exactly.
It's their representative.
Yeah, and it's like eventually that stuff's going to come out anyway.
Exactly.
So let me just show you, this is not my real hair, and we'll get moving.
Mm-hmm. You just go take the wig off on the first date. Like on Friday.
Like
all right. So,
baby steps. So.
She's spicy at baby steps.
I'm like, baby steps.
You may not want to do that the first day.
No, but you know what? What I will do when I start dating someone is I will pee in front of them and see their reaction. I'll use the bathroom in front of me. Like, let's get comfortable
like
real quick.
Like, golden shower? Or
no,
like,
Kevin?
No, like, number one, number two, let's do it all.
Oh, you're talking about R. Kelly peeing or, like, you know, you're actually going, I'm confused. I don't know what. So you would actually pee, like, in front of them?
Yes.
What do you mean? Like, why?
Like, let's just
like leave the door.
We can get nasty in the bed, but let's get nasty and ready to like see it all.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to pick my nose. I'm gonna pick my butt. I'm gonna go to the bathroom in front of you.
If we're gonna be together, I hate when guys do that stuff. Like, women don't go number two. Yes,
they
we
do.
Okay, but we burp just like everybody else.
I understand that. You know, we burp. We number two. We whatever.
Yes.
Okay, we have. But like, nobody wants to like see that. You know, I don't want to see it. Like, I know anybody. If you're a human being, you got to poop. You got to burp. You got to itch your nose. You got to itch your booty, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not something I want to see all the time. Like, every time I come home, I don't want to talk about you pooping.
Nadi, do you guys do everything in front of each other? Or do you still try to close the door and keep it, you know, private?
No, and it's funny because my daughter always says, Mom, why don't you close the door when you pee? And I go, but I don't have to.
Right. You guys have seen all my kids.
Look, your dad knows where you came out of. Let me just say. So he's seen it all. He's taken care of me even after birth.
Now, you know, that's hilarious. But, I mean, it is. You're keeping it 100, like, literally.
But,
so
but
there's
know,
no privacy.
Sometimes you see a girl that's so beautiful and you really think that their stuff smells like roses.
But
and then they go and they blow it up. And you're
like,
ooh.
Of keeping it separate.
No. I feel you. I mean, it's human. It's natural, but
I don't know. Well, Kevin, you need to tell her to start drinking more water.
That's it.
Now, exactly.
Nadia and I get into really, like, personal conversations. I come into the studio and I'm like, this is just what happened to me with this guy. Like, help. Or sometimes it's just like, you know, she's uplifting. She's telling me, you know, how I can get through things. She has a lot of experience as far as her relationship is concerned. And so one thing that I've spoke about with her is sex before marriage. When you're dating a guy, you know, how long do you wait? When do you give it up? Yeah. And I want her to talk a little bit about sex before marriage. What's your views? Does that change the relationship? And will he still walk you down the aisle if you give it up before then?
Okay. Ooh. Well, what I'm about to tell you is actually a confession. I am 40 years old and I've only been with 5 men.
What?
Ow.
Yes.
Wow.
5?
BHL 5 exclusive. Minutes.
Yes. But let me tell you, and it's not that I'm not as sexually, well, not sexually active, because obviously I'm married, but
you're not promiscuous.
I was never promiscuous, and the reason why is because I valued myself and I valued my body when I was younger. And so for you to get it, you had to really work for it. Really, really work for it. And the five people that I've been with, number five, which is my husband, those other three were relationships. I had 3 years with one, a year with another, 2 years with another. One was about less than a year. But I feel that you have to really work for it. And I also made a promise to myself. I don't know, maybe because I'm a good Catholic girl, maybe not so good. But I made a promise to myself that I wouldn't do exclusive stuff unless I was married. So, for example, in those last relationships, it's just simple sex, missionary. But I promised myself that when I got married, I would do whatever my husband wanted to do because I wanted it to be the first of doing everything.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, because, and I didn't want to be that girl that slept with everybody. And the other thing that I learned in high school is I never dated anyone from my high school because I didn't want anybody in my business and I didn't want anybody to know who I was kissing. I would date another guy from another high school. But I've always been like that because you shouldn't be in my relationship or in my bedroom. That's none of your damn business. Right. That's how it is. And so when
there
I got...
that Latina was about to come out.
So when I got married, I mean, I don't think I was the greatest in bed, but as I got older, I was like, I got to try things. I got to, you know, I'm comfortable with him naked. You know, I got to experience things. I want to feel like a woman. And then after you turn 30, you're like, sex is great.
Amen. So what happens when your partner, whether it's boyfriend and girlfriend or whether it's in a marriage, what happens when your partner asks you to do something that you're not comfortable with? I mean, whether it be anal or threesomes or what do you do when you're not comfortable with it?
If you're not comfortable with it, don't do it. I'm for everything. You want me to hang off a chandelier? You want me to wear a nurse outfit? I'm fine. But for me, like, what I'm not comfortable with is, I don't know if there's a sign here, but exit only. Do not enter. Man. No.
First of all, man should never really want to go that route unless there's something else to that man.
Right? I know a lot of people that aren't comfortable with certain things the man is asking of them, or even that the woman is sometimes asking of the man, and they don't know how to tell each other.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you have to be open.
I think this, at the same token, though, you still have to keep your, I guess, your sexual dignity intact. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, one time I dated a girl and she wanted to put a strap on me.
Are you being serious?
I'm really? Just, this was when I lived in Atlanta. Like I said, Atlanta, there's all kinds of things. I am not
Atlanta
lying.
Atlanta people,
my
have
little
to say,
skinny
I'm
behind. I should have never shared that.
No, but Kevin, that's hilarious. And I want to give a disclaimer. Atlanta people, we love you.
We do.
We used to live there. Okay, because we're going to get a lot of people from Atlanta like, that Kevin guy.
I went to college in Atlanta. I got nothing but love for the A. Believe that. But there are some freaky things that do happen
what
out
did
there.
You say,
so
Kevin?
Continue with the strap
Please.
On.
Well, I thought you was going to say something else after. Well, anyways, in regards to the...
He didn't want to tell that part, really.
I really did. Well, in regards to the strap-on, obviously, I vehemently denied it.
Yes.
Okay? There was no way on earth that was going to happen. I did, but you know what? It kind of turned me on in a weird way.
I'm sorry.
No. It turned... No. Let me explain.
Okay. Please.
It turned me on in a sense that this was a real freaky woman that wanted to try freaky deaky stuff.
Oh.
And you don't always come across women that want to experience...
Not like that.
Not like that. I didn't want to do that. Jeez. That was not happening. But I just, it kind of was like, it turned on a light bulb. Like, well, maybe she will like the pile drive or the, you know, whatever. So that was what kind of enticed me on it. But
I got you.
Needless to say, there was
no
strap-on business.
But you did not do it. Let's just clarify. You didn't do it.
Hell no. You would have to ask me that. I feel offended.
Nadi, what did you say? You like feathers and baby powder?
I like feathers and baby powder. I like being spanked.
Like a baby was a baby powder.
But you know, I want to touch on something that you asked earlier about premarital sex. I know, despite religion and some people's beliefs, I believe in premarital sex just because I see it as when you buy a car, right? Let's say you want to buy that new car.
Okay.
Don't you want to test drive it? Don't you want to see if it has power steering, if it goes in reverse really well? You know, it has all the features in the car that you want. You're spending your money on this car. So see it as a relationship, as premarital sex.
Test that product.
You know
what
I mean? Exactly. You know, I don't know if Pantene or Ovation's going to work on my hair.
Can I get a sample?
You know, So, right? So I know it's, you know, I know it's your own choice, but I do believe in, and definitely, you know,
but do it with somebody that you're in a serious relationship. And
yes, now, that you're devoted to.
But what about the people who are, who have the thought process that they should wait because they don't want the sex to be a distraction, or they don't want the person who only wants them for their body, or the relationship becomes all about the sex, and that's the only reason why couples are staying together?
Oh, that's not a good reason. Because after sex, after you roll over and cuddle or smoke or have something to eat, then what?
Yeah.
What do we have in common if it's not sex?
So let me ask you, how, I guess you can't really put a time on this, but for young girls that are listening, that are in love with their boyfriends, how long do you think they should wait before going that?
I would go give it at least 6 months.
Six months.
Yeah.
Your first
3 months. you're dating, you're talking on the phone, you're texting, you're making plans. Give it at least 6 months. 4 to 6 months.
Is that a virgin you're talking about?
Just a woman. Period.
You've been hanging out with Steve Harvey too much. Think like a man.
Right? Well, that was 90 days.
Right. Because you're getting to know somebody, and then you're like doing things with them, and then you need to get like maybe into an argument, see another side of a person.
Exactly.
I say you see all the colors.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
true.
You maybe they do something crazy. You're like, what in the hell?
You might after 5 months go, ooh, I don't know if I really like him.
And they say after 6 months the person changes. That like that's when their true colors come out.
That interview phase.
So wait 7 months then. So then for the transitional one.
I mean, you never want it to be a hit it, quit it situation. So hopefully, you know, you do develop a relationship with someone before you give your body to them.
Exactly. And I totally have to endorse, you know, her 6 month, I guess, quota on that. Because as a man, as a guy, you know, when a woman does give it up to you, less than 3 months, less than a month, less than 2 weeks, which some women do.
Yes, they do.
You know, the man has absolutely no respect. They will not, I mean, they may have respect for you, but they're not going to respect you as a woman or as their potential significant other, girlfriend, or wifey material. So as long as, if you're a woman and you give it up prior to that, just know not to have any big expectations with them. Just know that it may just be sex.
And unfortunately, there's so many women that do give it up in that time period that there's men that don't want to wait 6 months, 4 months. They're going to be doing somebody else on the side thinking you're a prude or you're uptight or whatever.
True.
Men may do that, but they'll still, and I know this is going to sound really bad and just politically incorrect.
Okay.
But yes, say a man is dating a woman and she will not give it up to him. She's waiting for 6 months or whatever. So on the side, he is doing his thing. That in no way, shape, or form will distract what he has going on with you or will detour him for the love that he's growing with that person.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Don't make him wait.
Because those other girls are just, that's just physical stuff to him.
Right.
He's not emotionally involved. He's growing emotionally with this girl that's waiting.
Gotcha.
But he's not developing feelings for them, so. I know it sounds really bad.
Don't fall for the okie doke too, because I feel like sometimes men, when they're lustful or they're in the moment, they'll tell you anything. Like, it's not going to change the way I think about you. Just give it up. Just let me sample the goods. And don't fall for it, because whatever they tell you about how they're going to respect you for giving it up night one, do not believe it. They will not. They will always look at you differently.
Always.
That's like an around the board, like, thing that I've heard from every single man is that they do not respect women that give it up quick.
That's true.
Especially the first date.
That is
there
true.
Are Absolutely. Exceptions, but it's not the rule. There are exceptions.
Like one out of 10, one out of 20.
No, like 1 out of 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1 out of 20, definitely not. But yeah, I mean, you've heard of people that had one night stands and ended up having a great, you know, relationship.
Exactly.
But it's very rare.
It's very rare.
Yeah.
It's very rare.
So if you can't wait till marriage, wait 6 months, all right?
You heard it first. At least. There you go. All right.
Okay, so now it is our time for Naked Truth with Nautica de la Cruz.
Okay.
And whenever we get into Naked Truth, we put you kind of in the hot seat. We put you in the spicy seat where we're pressing you and we're asking you questions that you gotta give us the answers to.
Okay.
Because inquiring minds want to know, okay? We don't just call this love on top for nothing. All right. So, tell us your sexual deal breakers. Like, what does a man have to do in the bedroom to please you? Like, things you will not compromise.
Okay. Well, you have to be a good kisser. If you are, I can't take a bad sloppy kisser. Mm-hmm. And a hard kisser, like, oh, you're grinding, your mustache is burning my face, and I'm breaking out. It all starts with the kiss. That is my deal breaker for sure. You know, the length of your penis, the width, the girth, I could work with that. But if it's too small, you gotta start stepping.
So did you and PJ have a magical first kiss?
Yes, we did.
But no, because sometimes it's not a magical first kiss. Do we still let them try again?
No, you know what? He was a good kisser. He has the most softest lips ever.
That's so important.
Yes, soft lips.
Chapstick, fellas.
He puts that on every night. I know that for sure. So that's my deal breaker.
So if it's a bad kiss, do you let them, do you still go out with them again hoping that?
I've had some bad kissers and I'd go, okay, no disrespect, but why don't you try it like this? You know,
you'll teach them.
Yeah, okay. I like to teach.
I do that.
Wow. Yeah. I've done that before too.
That's awesome.
Grab my face, you know, or, you know, push me in.
That's a passionate kiss.
Passionate kiss.
Pick me up.
Pick me up.
Spank me.
Exactly.
Okay, any sexual tricks that you had to teach your man? Anything that maybe like, and, you know, we know who your husband is. So anything that like he didn't know to do in the bedroom and you were like, baby, try this. I want some of this.
Yes, but I wouldn't know how you describe it. It's kind of, it's kind of a contraction of a position in a way. It's kind of like when you're, let's say you're behind and he's entering this way and you close your both of your legs are closed.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Kevin, you're looking you don't know what we're talking about.
I know. I'm trying to figure this out.
And I remember one day many years ago, he said, can I ask you something? He goes, what is so good about that position? I was like, it's just good.
Okay. He's hitting it from the back, though.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
I'm going to break it down. He's hitting you're laying on your front chest on the bed. And your booty's in the air, and he's behind. He's hitting from the back like doggy style, but your legs are closed, ladies, so it's even tighter on the cuticle for him.
Oh, and he's just laying down like on
top. He's laying, on your back.
Yeah.
So his chest is to your back, he's hitting from behind. Maybe even playing with your clit a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that is so bomb, okay?
It is a bomb.
And I'm happy that you introduced that to him, Nadi, because
seems like that's a unanimous pickup here.
Gotta try this. Fellas at home, if you're listening, you gotta try this with them, okay? Yes. And don't be afraid to communicate, especially.
It's very pleasurable for a woman. Very.
Yeah.
So is it okay for a guy to say, well, can I turn you around and lay you down?
Are you insane? Yes, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, just flip me over.
Don't even ask.
Because you kind of want to politely, like, not be like,
don't.
So, madam, do you mind if I propose you 180 degrees?
But, like, you know, she's already naked with you, just flip her over.
Yeah, just flip her over.
She already said yes.
Yeah. Or just say, baby, let's try this. And just, like, start to move into that position. But make her feel comfortable with it. Like, don't look at her crazy. Like, what you mean you don't know the Kama Sutra position? Like, you know, communicate with her. Like, don't make her feel bad for not knowing all the tricks. And the same with him. You know, I'm sure you said, hey, let's try this. Or how do you even say that to your partner?
I just closed my legs.
And you were, okay, so you just had to go into it.
Exactly. And then after a while, he would close my legs, and I was like, oh, he got it.
Yeah, so he just knew what to do. See, he learned.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then also, our next question is drunk sex or sober sex?
Mm. Oh, drunk sex is so good.
You seem like a woman that likes drunk sex.
But I call it tipsy sex.
Tipsy
not,
sex.
Not like, okay.
Yeah.
No, because
he's not
holding
your hair so you can throw up and then do it.
No, I like tipsy. Tipsy sex is good.
That's sloppy.
And it's funny because even sometimes I'll be like, hey, you want some vodka?
You want some gin and tonic? Let's take a shot before we get it popping.
You know? But regardless, I want to be conscious of what I'm doing. I don't want to, you know, fall off the bed or hit my head on the wall. I want to be conscious. So I would have to say tipsy sex. Yeah.
Okay.
I like both, but tipsy sex.
Tipsy sex is fun. No. So we know what you're doing tonight.
After the Laker game.
So if we could get away with it and PJ would never find out, okay?
Uh-oh.
Industry crush that you would crush and get it popping with.
Well, I have three.
No, she can't do The Rock because then we're fighting.
Oh, well, okay. I'll push
that's
him to
my
the
boo,
side.
That's my boo.
All right. Chris Hemsworth, which is Thor.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm obsessed.
He can get it. You already know my get it
dance. Yeah, you're to get it dance.
I like Angel the Brave. robot. He can get it.
My second one is Morris Chestnut.
Oh, Morris.
I've always been a sucker for his. He has a beautiful smile. Beautiful smile.
It's ridiculous.
And then my third one, I don't know if you guys know him, but if you saw Savages...
Savages.
By Oliver Stone. His name is Taylor Kitsch.
Savages.
He was the rugged one.
Yeah, he was one of the men in Savages. They both were sharing the blonde girl.
Blake Lively.
Yeah, he was fine. Ooh, so now do you have a thing for
all
Hot
all those three? What would be the one?
Right now, I would go for, I would probably go for Morris.
I knew you were going to say that.
So you're going to give up The Rock, right?
Well, he's still.
Darn it!
He's still on top. You know, I have to say, I've loved him since the day I interviewed him because he is, all his muscles and his veins popping out. That's not attractive to me, but he has a great soul and
I've
a great
heard
heart.
That about him.
He's genuine. Really nice.
You
he's
always
genuine.
Speak so highly of him.
He's very genuine. Mm-hmm. Very genuine.
Is he married?
No, he's dating.
He's divorced,
but he's genuine. And that's what I like about him.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I like a genuine man. Yeah. You don't have to be fine. You don't have to have a six pack or, you know, I have three requirements. When I was dating, your hair couldn't be longer than mine.
Okay.
You couldn't wear more earrings than me and your gut couldn't be bigger than mine. Because if your gut is bigger than mine, that means you don't take care of your ass.
Okay.
and your husband has to do what does P90X. Like you said, he does like four times a week
he works out four
times
a week.
And you're working out too. Nautica and I will do the heel, so that's also, you know, keeping her nice and sexy for him. Yeah, we do this heel over by the station.
Yeah, by the station.
Oh, okay. Is that the one by Kennethon Park?
Yes, on the side.
I see that all the time.
So they're both working out to keep it sexy for one another.
Nice.
And they've been married forever. They don't have to work out. They could get sloppy and lazy, but they don't. Yeah. They keep their bodies in shape so they stay hot, you know, that hot couple on the red carpet.
That's
I'm not going to lie. I'm vain.
You're gonna be a little bit.
You never know
when you're gonna have to do a TV interview or a radio interview.
That's true.
Like Will Smith said, you gotta stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Very good.
Last question.
Okay.
For our Nautica de la Cruz Naked Truth.
Okay.
Okay. After sex, do we cuddle?
Mm-hmm.
Do we eat or do we go to sleep? What is it?
Oh, honey, no. I just go, mwah, good night. Thank you, Poppy. Done.
With your schedule.
Thank you very much.
Love it.
Thank you for filling up my tank.
Now, what if he wants a round two?
Round two, and that all depends on how tired I am.
Okay.
That all depends. Or I'll be like, Papi, you want to do that again?
And then the Red Bull campus.
Give me a minute. But normally...
Let's check on Brooklyn's nightlight to see if she whatever the surveillance, to see if she's still sleeping.
But I'm pretty much, thank you, Papi, very much. Good night. See you in the morning.
Yes. Well, PJ is a lucky
yes,
man.
Thank you.
He is totally lucky, and you both are lucky to have each other.
Yes.
And I love you both because you guys, you know, he threw that surprise party for you, but then his birthday comes and you're doing the same thing for him. She threw him a surprise party also.
Yeah.
So it's like they're returning the
favor.
Y'all
are just too perfect. Good guess. That's just so amazing.
My mom's going to be mad I told her business. My mom's been married three times and I really wanted my marriage to work. That's work.
And yours is totally working.
You're
doing everything, you know, totally right. And
thank
so you
me.
Give us something to look forward
I'm
to.
Inspired.
As host in the industry.
Thank you.
Nautica, tell everyone where they can find you at so that fans can tune in and listen and they can go to your website. Where can your fans find you?
Okay, well, you can follow me on Twitter at Nautica De La Cruz, NauticaDelaCruz. You could also, and same for Instagram at Nautica De La Cruz. I'm on Monday through Friday here in LA at 102.3 Radio Free KJLH on the dial. Or you could also listen online if you're watching from somewhere else, Atlanta, your friends in Atlanta,
right.
KJLHradio.com. And you could also get that information at my website, nauticadelacruz.com.
Yeah. Nice.
You're welcome.
And then you have something coming up, Miss Latina, that you're hosting?
Yes, December 1st, actually, and Mari's going to be my co-host. We're doing the Miss Latina California, sponsored by Goya, and that is going to be in Pasadena at the Westin Hotel. It's going to be really nice. I hosted the first one, and now I'm down to the sixth annual, so it's grown, it's grown.
Well, if y'all just need a judge just to, you know, do the swimsuit competition.
Oh, the swimsuit competition.
Highlight your boy, okay. All right?
Thank you so much, Monica, for coming in here. You guys can check this episode out and tune in every Friday to blackhollywoodlive.com for Love on Top. We're here every day, every Friday at 4:30. And then also you can find me, you can tweet at me and play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at spicy underscore Mari. Mm-hmm. And go to my website, thespicylife.com. Drea, where can they find you?
They can find me on Drea Renee underscore N.
And Kevin?
What's up? You can hit me up on Twitter at Hey Kevin John, Instagram at Hey Kevin John, my website, it's kevinjohn.com, and you can ride my Facebook. Ooh. Kevin John Peters. Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much, Natica De La Cruz.
You're welcome.
For joining us here at
Thank
Love
you.
On
Thank
Top.
You.
Thank you so much. Thank
Good
you.
To have you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.